Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
Good morning, I'm Carrie Miller. This is NPR News. Coming up in depth, my conversation with National Book Award nominee Jacqueline Woodson. But first, a week from tomorrow, we're debuting a special election season series on the show. I'm asking writers and activists, musicians and poets to reflect on what it means to be an American. You'll hear Roseanne Cash, novelist Luis Urrea, among others. It's a question that the late acclaimed writer E.L. Doctorow contemplated in his novel Ragtime. And now Theater La Tuda is staging the musical this month. Sina Hodges, the theater's senior marketing and development director, saw the musical on Broadway several years ago and was immediately struck by its contemporary relevance.
Musical theater, it has the wonderful ability to just make you feel things that you never thought that you would. And I remember sitting in that orchestra seat and seeing these three stories kind of coming together. You know, there's a story of a Jewish immigrant and his daughter who wants a better life in America. There's a wealthy white woman of privilege who does something that most people don't think that, she takes someone into her home, takes a child and a mother into her home. And during that time, I don't think that something like that would have necessarily happened. And you have an African-American musician who's based in Harlem who is fighting for his own brand of justice. So watching these stories on stage just intertwine, I can say that I was very moved by the material, and I was just a sobbing mess.
Really?
Yes, yes. But it's because it made me feel and made me take a step back and look at the world, which I think is important sometimes.
So you were seeing themes of social justice, as you say, immigration,
yes,
American identity.
Yes.
How it changes the way we think about what it means to be an American.
Yes.
Right?
And also thinking about how, even though this novel is based, you know, it's set in the turn of the century.
Right.
I'm sitting in an orchestra seat in a Broadway theater in 2009, and not a lot of things have changed. You know, these same themes persist. You know, and then when you fast forward to 2016 and you watch it and it's extremely relevant, it's almost a little scary.
Again, I think we're in this place of who gets to decide what it means to be an American. The play speaks to that.
Yes. Yes. And who do we think we are, and what legacy are we trying to leave for our children?
What do you mean when you say who do we think we are?
You know, when you look at yourself, you know, how do you see yourself in the world? Are you an active participant in making the world a better place? Are you a person who's very comfortable with where you are, who's not doing anything to help anyone that's not in your immediate circle?
Mm-hmm.
We have to begin to look at our fellow man and not just see them, but see them. And I think that's something that's not happening. I think it's beginning to happen. I'm hopeful about where we can go in the future, but I think it's really, really important that we step outside of ourselves to help some of the things that are going on in our communities.
Here's what I remember about the novel. And again, Doctorow published this, I think, in 1975.
75, yes.
It has this powerful sense of nostalgia. Boy, that is so, so relevant again to today. It has this, and I think maybe that's influential around this idea of who are we as Americans. But there is this sense from some of the characters that things were really great back when. They didn't look like they look like today. There weren't all these immigrants coming from other places and changing New York City. I think you hear a strong stream of nostalgia in a lot of the debate that's been going on in the presidential campaign. I mean, that's what Make America Great Again is really all about. So how do you think about that?
That's a heavy, very loaded question. You know, I feel like the novel's a little different from the musical.
Yes.
You have to pare it down. There are some historical figures that are featured in the novel that don't quite make it to the Broadway musical. But, you know, the novel is historical fiction. Mm-hmm. You know, because there are these things that happen in the novel that did happen in the real world. But he takes these three different stories and kind of plugs these characters in, you know. So, for example, Harry Houdini appears. And the way that he makes Houdini relevant in the piece is that Houdini has, you know, a sort of relationship with the son of the mother, you know. He also appears and has interactions with the immigrant and his daughter. So Houdini's in the play. You have J.P. Morgan represented. You have Emma Goldman. She's there. There's Matthew Henson and Admiral Perry. So he's taken a lot of these historical characters and, you know, kind of infused the piece with that. But taking these three stories of these three communities, essentially, and kind of blended it all together.
Okay, so are you, it sounds like you're saying the musical does not grab onto that sense of nostalgia that I really think permeates the novel.
I think it does, but I think it's hard to call something nostalgic when it's constant.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because these themes have been, we're still talking about the same thing. You start in 1901 and you're in 2016, and it's not, it is nostalgia, but it's just constant. It's constant. We've always been talking about issues of police brutality. We've always been talking about issues of immigration. We've always been talking about, you know, the privileged versus the people who don't have as much. So I think that there's a consistency. It's constant, Carrie. I think it's constant.
E.L. Doctorow did not see himself as a political novelist. No. He didn't. I read an interview with him, in preparation, I think, for an interview that I did with him now years ago. Mm-hmm. But he didn't mind embracing that title, but it wasn't something, it wasn't part of how he saw the motivation for his writing. So would you say that the musical has a pretty political tone to it?
I say it can't help it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because of what it's addressing.
Because of what it's addressing. What I will say is that you have this very powerful, these powerful storylines, and you have this gorgeous, lush score, this beautiful music, these great soaring melodies and harmonies, and it sounds fantastic. And I think when you put all of that together, there's no way that you just don't feel something, you know?
Are there some innovations that you're doing in this production that will make it seem different from what the production you saw on Broadway?
Completely. So in the first time Ragtime was produced on Broadway, it was just this big, huge spectacle.
Uh-huh.
It actually featured a Model T on stage. That was in 1998, I believe. And then it was revived in 2009, and it was a scaled-down version of it. But scaled-down Broadway is still Broadway. One of the things that Peter Rothstein is great at La Teda is kind of reimagining things that are bigger and making them smaller and more intimate. So being in the Ritz Theater now and just kind of bringing that all together, this show was orchestrated and intended for about 48, 50 actors. We have 11. So there's lots of, you know, people playing lots of different roles, but it just feels very seamless. But we've had to make some concessions for that. But that's one of the things that's one of the areas where Peter really shines, is taking things that are really big and kind of streamlining them and focusing them.
You know, I was thinking as you were describing the way it was initially staged and the beautiful music, is that there will be some people that come to Theater La Teda just to immerse themselves in the score and have, you know, and have that experience in the theater. But I do think there will be other people coming to be provoked.
Yes.
Right? To be,
yes.
And that's, I assume, what you want.
Yes. It's a conversation starter, or depending on where you are, maybe it's a conversation continuer, you know. It keeps the conversation going. There are discussions after the show, and some of the artists in the show are leading them. I'm leading some of them. But we're just having conversations with people about how this piece of work makes them feel, and about what it means and how you take what you've seen forward in your own life and how do you become a part of the solution.
Sina Hodges.